The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 16th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: O descendant of Bharata, at that time Krishna, smiling, in the midst of both armies, spoke the following words to the grief-stricken Arjuna.
Rishikesha prahasan iva. Krishna began to laugh, smiling. What a nonsense this is, Arjuna. First of all, he said, put me, senaya rubhayar madde ratasthapaya mai ochyuta. Krishna, just put my chariot between the two parties of soldiers. And now, you are so enthusiastic in the beginning that put my chariot between the two armies. Now, this rascal is saying, no josa, I will not fight. Just see the rascal now. So, in Arjuna, Krishna's direct friend, Maya, is so strong that he also becomes a rascal. And what to speak of others? First of all, very enthusiasm. Yes, put my chariot between the two armies. And now, na josse iti govinda. I'm not going to fight. This is rascal. So we are smiling. That he is my friend, direct friend, and such a big, and he is now saying that I will not fight. So Krishna smiling, this smiling is very significant. Parhasan.
Tamuvacha Rishikesha parhasan iva bharata senaya rubhayam visidantam lament.
First of all he came with great enthusiasm to fight. Now he is lamenting. And Krishna is mentioned here, Rishikesha. He is solid. He is Achyuta. He is solid. He is not changed. Another significance of this word, Rishikesha, because in Narad Pancharatra, the bhakti means Rishikesha Sevanam. Therefore, this very name is mentioned here, Rishikesha. Rishikesha Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchat. Bhakti means to serve Rishikesha, the master of the senses. And the master of senses, some rascals, are describing that Krishna is immoral. He is master of senses and he is immoral. Just see how he has studied Bhagavad Gita. He, Krishna, is perfect brahmachari. Krishna is perfect brahmachari. It was declared by Bhishma Dev is the first great brahmachari in the universe. He promised to Satyavati's father. You know the story. Satyavati's father, Bhishma Dev's father, was attracted by a fisher woman, fisher girl. So he wanted to marry. And the father of the girl denied, "No, I cannot give my daughter to you." No. Why? I am king, I am asking your daughter. No, you have got a son. Bhishma then was the son of his first wife, Mother Ganges. Mother Ganges was wife of Shantanu Maharaj, and Bhishma then was the only remaining son. The contract was between Shantanu Maharaj and Ganges, Mother Ganges, that I can marry you if you allow me the all the children born, I shall throw in the water of the Ganges. And if you do not allow me, then immediately I shall leave your company. So Shantanu Maharaj said, "All right, still I shall marry." So she was throwing all the children in the Ganges. So this Bhishma Dev, so after all father, so he became very much sorry that what is this, what kind of wife I have got. She is simply throwing all the children in the water. So at the time of Bhishma Dev, Shantanu Maharaj said, "No, I cannot allow you. I cannot allow." Then Madhav Ganges said, "Then I am going." "Yes, you can go. I don't want you. I want this son." So he was wifeless. Again he wanted to marry the Satyavati. So the father said, "No, I cannot give my daughter to you because you have got a son, grown-up son. You will be king. So I cannot give my daughter to you to become your maid servant. Harsh, if I would have thought that her son would be the king, then I can offer you my daughter." So he said, "No, that is not possible." But Bhishma Dev understood that my father is attracted with this girl, so he approached that. He said to the fisherman that, "You can offer your daughter to my father, but you are thinking that I shall become king, so your daughter's son will be king. On this condition you can offer your daughter." So he replied, "No, I cannot." "Why?" "Now, you may not be king, but your son may be king. Let's see this material calculation." That at that time he said, "So no, I shall not marry. That's all. I promise. I shall not marry." So he remained brahmachari. Therefore his name is Bhishma. Bhishma means very solid, firmly fixed. So he was a brahmachari. For the sake, for the satisfaction of his father's senses, he remained brahmachari. This Bhishma Dev in a Rajasuya Yagna admitted that nobody is better brahmachari than Krishna. He was within the gopis, all young girls, but he remained a brahmachari. If I would have been within the gopis, I do not know what would have been my condition. So therefore, Krishna is the perfect brahmachari, Rishikesha. And these rascals, they are saying that Krishna is immoral. No. Krishna is perfect brahmachari. Dhira. Dhira means one is not agitated even there is cause of being agitated. So Krishna is such a brahmachari. in spite of, in his year, just on the verge of youthhood, at the age of 15, 16 years, all the village girls were friends. They were very much attracted with Krishna's beauty. They used to come to Krishna for dancing in the village. But he was brahmachari. You never hear that Krishna has some illicit sex, no. There was no such thing description. The dancing is description. But no contraceptive pill, no. That is not described there. There was his Rishikesha. Rishikesha means perfect brahmachari. Vikara hetu. Him there is cause of being agitated. He is not agitated. That is Krishna. He has got thousands and thousands of devotees. And some of the devotees, if they want Krishna as lover, Krishna accepts that. But he does not require anyone else. He does not require. He is self-sufficient. He does not require anyone's help for his sense gratification. Therefore Krishna is Hrishikesha, the master of the senses. So at least Krishna's devotees. There are many instances of Krishna's devotees. They are also, why many? Almost all devotees, they are master of the senses. Goshyam. Just like Haridas Thakur, you know. Haridas Thakur was a young man. And the village Jamindar, he was Mohammedan. So everyone was eulogizing Haridas Thakur, such a great devotee. So the Jamindar, the village Jamindar, he became very much envious. So he employed one prostitute to pollute Haridas Thakur. And she came at dead of night, nicely dressed, attractive. She was also young, very beautiful. So she proposed that I come, being attracted by your beauty. Haridas Thakur said, "Yes, that's all right. Come on, sit down. Let me finish my chant. Then you shall enjoy." So she sat down. But Haridas Thakur chanting, he was chanting, we cannot chant even 16 rounds. And he was chanting 3 times 64 rounds. How many? 196 rounds. That was his only business. Hare Krishna, Krishna. So sometimes somebody wants to imitate Haridas Thakur. It's not possible. So Haridas Thakur, when it became morning, the prostitute said, "Now it is morning. Yes, next night, I said. Come next night. Today I could not finish my chanting." That was a plea. In this way, 3 days passed. Then the prostitute became convert, fell down on me. "Sir, I came to pollute you. Now save me. I am so fallen." So Haridas Thakur said, "Yes, I know that. I could have leave this place immediately when you came. But I wanted that you have come to me, you may be converted to this Vaishnava." So the prostitute became a great devotee by the mercy of. Haridas Thakur says that you sit down in this place, you chant Hare Krishna before this tulsi plant, now I am leaving this place. So Krishna bhakti is like that. Full control over the senses. As Krishna has got full control over the senses, similarly, those who are actually Krishna devotees, they have got full control over the senses. Rishikesha. Just like Jamunacharya, he is praying, he is speaking, Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravinde nava nava dhama rantu mama shi. Since I began to feel transcendental bliss, being taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravinde, Krishna padaravinde, the lotus feet of Krishna. Since my chitta, my heart has been attracted by the lotus feet of Krishna, Tadavadhi vatanari sangame, since then, as soon as I think of sex life, bhavati mukha vikara, I hate, I spite on it. This is Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti is like that. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrasa. This most attractive feature in this material world is sex. That is the foundation of material life. All these people are working so hard day and night only for that sex enjoyment. Janamayanthanadi Griha. They have taken so much risk. They are working karmis. They are working so hard. What is their pleasure of life? The pleasure of life is sex. Janamaitanadi Grihamedi Sukham Mitucham. Very abominable activities. But that is their pleasure. This is material life. So Krishna is not like that. But the rascals, they paint pictures, and that pictures are very much appreciated. That Krishna is embracing gopis. And somebody was telling me that last, who came? Yeah. Krishna's picture. So, when Krishna is killing Putana, that picture they will not paint. Or killing Kamsa. Or Krishna has got so many pictures. These pictures they will not, the artist. They will simply paint the pictures, his confidential dealing with the gopis. One who cannot understand Krishna, what is Krishna, which Vyasadeva has described what is Krishna in 9 cantos, to understand Krishna. And then, in the 10th canto, he begins the birth advent of Krishna. But these rascals, they jump over immediately to the Rasa Leela. First of all, understand Krishna. Just like if you become a friend of some very big man, so first of all, try to understand him. Then you will try to understand his family affairs or confidential things. But these people jump over to the Rasa Leela. And misunderstand. And therefore, they sometimes say Krishna is immoral. How Krishna can be immoral? By accepting, by chanting Krishna's name, the immoral persons are becoming moral and Krishna is immoral. Just see the foolishness. Simply by chanting Krishna's name, all immoral persons are becoming moral and Krishna is immoral. And that is spoken by a rascal professor. So it is very difficult. Nobody can understand Krishna without become a pure devotee of Krishna. Because Krishna says, Bhaktyama Vijanati, Javan Jaschami Tattva. Tattva in truth. Tattvata means truth. If one wants to understand Krishna as he is, then he has to take this process of devotion. Bhakta, bhakti, rishikina, rishikesa, sevanam, bhakti ruchyate, when one is employed as the servitor of Rishikesha, the master of senses. Master and Rishikena, when your senses are also engaged in the service of the master of the senses, then you also become master of the senses. You also, because your senses are engaged in the service of the Rishikesha, the senses have no other opportunity to be engaged, locked up. Savai manak krishna padarvindhi. So, this is the process of devotional service. If you want to become a master of the senses, Goswami, Swami, then you should always keep your senses engaged in the service of Rishikesha. That is the only way. Otherwise, it is not possible. As soon as you become little slack to engage your senses in the service of the master of the senses, immediately mind is there. Come on, please. This is the question. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kore pasete maya tare japotiya dhore. As soon as you forget Krishna, even for a moment, immediately maya is there. Please, my dear friend, come here. Therefore, we have to become very cautious. We cannot forget Krishna even for a moment. That was the chanting purpose. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Always remember Krishna. Then Maya will not be able to touch you. Māmi mujaprabhadanti, Maya mi tang taranti. Maya cannot touch. Just like Haridas Thakur. He was engaged in the service of Rishikesha. Maya came in full-fledged strength. Still she was limited. Haridas Thakur was not limited. So try to understand Krishna as Rishikesha. So Rishikesha Krishna began to love that he is my friend, constant associate, and such weakness. He, first of all, was enthusiastic to ask me to keep his chariot, Senaya Rubhar Madhya. Now Vishidantam, now he is lamenting. So we are all fools like that. Arjuna is not fool. Arjuna has been described as Durakrishna. How he can be fool? But he is playing the part of fool. If he does not play the part of a fool, how this Bhagavad Gita will come from the mouth of Sri Krishna? And because he is devotee, he is perfectly playing in such a way that Krishna is giving instruction. So, perfect teacher and the perfect disciple. We have to learn from them. Our position, Arjuna is representing just like ordinary man like us. And Krishna as Rishikesha giving his advice, perfect advice. If you read Bhagavad Gita in the spirit of understanding like Arjuna, the perfect disciple, and if we accept the advice and instruction of Krishna, the perfect teacher, then we should know that we have understood Bhagavad Gita. By my mental speculation, by rascal interpretation, by showing one's scholarship, you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is not possible. Samish. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. So, we have to surrender, as Arjuna, to surrender. Shishrastiham sarimang prapannam. I surrender unto you. I become your disciple. To become disciple means to surrender. Voluntarily accepting the instruction, the advice, the order of the spiritual master. So Arjuna has already accepted that. Although he is speaking, the najosya, Krishna, I shall not fight. But master, when he explains everything, he will fight. Master's order. Not to fight, that is his own sense gratification. And to fight, in spite of, he had no desire to fight, that is the satisfaction of the master. This is the sum and substance of Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna, seeing Arjuna, visidantam, very much affected, lamenting, that he is not prepared to do his duty. Therefore, in the next verse, he begins that asochyananusutastam prajñāvādāṃśca bhāsas. My dear Arjuna, you are my friend. Never mind, Maya is very strong, despite your being my friend, personal. You are so much overwhelmed with false compassion. So just hear me. Therefore say, asochyan, you are lamenting on a subject matter which is not at all good. Asochya. Socha means lamentation. And asochya means one should not lament. Asochya. So asochyananusutastam prajñāvādāṃ subhāsa. But you are talking like very learned scholar, because he has talked. But those things are right. What Arjuna has said, that varna-saṅkara, when the woman become polluted, the population is varna-saṅkara. That is fact. Whatever Arjuna has said to Krishna, you know, to avoid the fighting, those things are correct. But from the spiritual platform, those things may be correct or incorrect, but from spiritual platform, they are not to be considered very serious. Therefore, asochyananusutastam. Because his lamentation was on the bodily concept of life. That bodily concept of life, in the very beginning of Krishna's instruction, it is condemned. Asochyananusutastam. You are lamenting on the bodily concept of life. Because anyone who is in the bodily concept of life is no better than animals.